Hello, everybody. Good morning. Almost end of fifth session. A couple of brief announcements. The music. Fine, thank you very much. I thought that was just something in my ears. No, just a few quick announcements. First of all, we have two more beautiful poems from Diana Byford. So one is about the learning phase, and that's very, very interesting and good. And so is another one about staff, and it's very pointed. But we're going to put those on the website, okay, so that those who wish to read those poems of Diana's. And Diana, thank you very much for the poems and the spirit. If I could write poetry that well, you'd get poetry instead of my notes. There was some confusion or whatever about the checkout time at the other hotel, the Crowne Plaza, the Georgia Hotel. Yeah, we have checked with that. Like, apparently someone heard, I think it was Lil, who said that she was told that it's 12 o'clock, not 1 o'clock, as we were told. I just chatted with Kathy. By the way, Kathy is a wonderful, cooperative, quiet, cooperating person, but you don't want to be on the other side of Kathy. And Kathy has assured them and has told them what a promise is a promise, and checkout time is 1 o'clock, okay? But you have to tell them you're a citizen's assembly. You know, just make sure you're a citizen. So it is 1 o'clock, citizen's assembly. We're going to make sure they keep to that. Now, a lot of you have already checked out, of course, and you've got your bags upstairs or downstairs, and they'll be fine. Anything else here? The Prince George group met this morning. We've got some good ideas, lots of enthusiasm. Also, your assessment group, the assessment of applications for applications to present to the assembly as a whole. We had that meeting too. And lastly, he's reminded me twice of this. Nothing goes through my head except the music. The ferry schedules. I think Diane again has got ferry. So at the help desk, if you want the various ferry schedules, they are there. Are there any questions? Then I'm very pleased then to turn this over to Ken Carty.
Well, I'm very pleased to tell you that my work is done. Now all up to you. What we're really going to do is begin to think about, or you're going to begin to think about, because I don't have to do it, what you want to say to the people of British Columbia. Because part of the plan was that at the end of this first phase, there would be a preliminary statement. And so that has to be finalized next weekend somehow. You need to kind of figure out a way to do that. And I would suggest that there are really, in any kind of preliminary statement, the four things you probably are going to want to do. And here's a kind of proposed outline that I'm suggesting. And the first thing that you want to say in a statement like this is probably something about the Citizens' Assembly, who you are, etc. Then you're going to want to say what you've been up to. And these are the kind of classic things you'd say in any kind of statement. Who are we? What have we been doing? But then you have to say something about the kind of judgments you've made. And there's kind of really two sets of judgments that a preliminary statement has to, it seems to me, come to grips with. The first has to be some kind of assessment that you've made of the current system. And then the fourth part of the statement is going to have to say something about some of the kinds of alternative options you think might well be worth considering, and you hope to generate some debate. The idea here is not to kind of say, we've decided some things. Is that these are what we've been thinking about. These are some of our kind of preliminary judgments and some of our kind of thoughts about what we might do. And then how can you in the public hearings begin to speak to this and help us and give us some kind of feedback and move us along? So this is a preliminary statement in the sense that we're trying to generate lots of talk from the other 4 million British Columbians, not tell them kind of what we've decided at this stage. So we're not really deciding. We're trying to kind of pull some thoughts together and help stimulate a wider debate in the whole province. It'd be wonderful if in 49 public hearings we begin to have some of the kinds of debates that we've been having in the last 2 days. So let me say one or two things about each of these sections, maybe. If we open up by saying something about the Citizens' Assembly, we want to remind people or tell them if they haven't been paying daily attention about our purpose and mandate, how we were created, who we are as a group of British Columbians, what our agenda is, and kind of why the statement's being issued. And it seems to me a page or two kind of just says that. So it's a kind of just a basic outline of what the Citizens' Assembly is and what it's been about for the record and for our fellow citizens. The second part of the statement really ought to be just a very brief, again, page or two at the most, I would have thought, statement about what we've been up to. Everybody, Tony tells me that everybody in Williams Lake hasn't been following this every hour. So we need to say something about what we've been doing, what this learning program has been about, and really say that we've been preoccupied with learning something about the British Columbia political system, trying to think about the kind of the values that underlie this society and what we might want from a political system, and say something about the kind of content of the learning program around different electoral systems. Say, look, we've pretty well canvassed the Democratic globe, and we've looked at a wide range of systems. So really a statement of what we've done. Then what we have to do is, it seems to me, say in a statement what we see as the basic advantages of the system we have. A system that served the province and the country, of course, for over a century. And we think there are some advantages, or you may think there are some advantages. You may think there are some disadvantages. And so before you can begin to kind of suggest something else, you have to have a kind of assessment of where we're at now. And so it seems to me a third section of a statement might basically try and outline that. What you as members of the Assembly see as the advantages of the existing system and the disadvantages, if you think there are any of either of those kinds of things. And then a fourth part of the statement would say, okay, in terms of what we thought were the strengths and weaknesses, here are some other systems we think are worth more consideration, more debate. What do you think? And I would have thought that when you do that, you want to build on the third section by saying, well, look, we thought these were the kind of advantages of the system, so we're going to try and identify systems that would help us preserve some of those advantages, perpetuate some of the features of our politics that we think are useful. But if we have identified, if you have identified any weaknesses or difficulties, are there systems out there that might address some of those kind of disadvantages, some of those kinds of weaknesses? So we want to discuss other systems in terms of rectifying weaknesses or disadvantages, but preserving the good parts of the kind of system. So it seems to me that's what a kind of preliminary statement would look like. It wouldn't want to be very long, because I don't know that people out there are all going to read a long, massive document. But what we want to do is kind of communicate this basic message of who we are, what we've done, what we think, and what we think people need to talk about and to give us feedback on. So we need to start doing that, and we have to have that done by the end of next weekend. So the immediate task, it seems to me, is in some sense to spend some time this morning really working on what I've kind of suggested might be part three of that kind of report. The first two parts, you know, can be written up. Those are kind of descriptive stuff that even I could do. But you've got to do the hard parts. And so I think what we want to try and do this morning is spend some time in discussion groups and then come back to see to what extent we agree on what we think are the features of the strengths of our present system. What are the elements of it that we want to make sure don't get altered or washed away or lost in any kind of reform? So can you identify three or four or five or nine or two or one advantages of the present system? Having said that, are there aspects of the present system you think are problems, are disadvantages in terms of what you've learned and in terms of kind of the alternatives you know about? There may be some disadvantages, but if they can't be fixed by electoral reform, then it's not our problem. Well, it might be a problem, but it's not our solution. And we want to be able to say why we think those are advantages or disadvantages, because the why is important, because we need to be able to kind of communicate that. So really what I'm suggesting is that then in the next hour or so in discussion groups, you work in that group to kind of try and identify some advantages, some disadvantages, as you perceive them, as you understand them of the present system, and then we'll come back and try and see to what extent there's some kind of widespread agreement, some kind of consensus. And if we can identify some commonalities there, then we'll be a fair ways down the road to working out what a third part of the section is. And that will help us next weekend when we really have to think about what the last part of the statement is going to be. Because next weekend we're going to have to look at those early sections and see if, you know, we kind of agree that this describes us and this describes our account, whether it accurately describes what we do this morning in terms of the pluses and minuses, and then have some debates about whether there are alternate systems out there that you think will work to preserve those things and remedy those weaknesses, and indicate why we think other people in British Columbia should pay some kind of attention. So what we're hoping to do is really kind of begin this process this morning, so we'll have, in some sense, a kind of jump start on next weekend when we have to pull all this together somehow, by kind of working at this assessment of pluses and minuses. So that's basically what our agenda is for this morning, and so we're going to reverse the normal pattern by going into groups and trying to work in groups to kind of identify those things. Then during the coffee break, we'll try and scramble and kind of put them all up on the screen so we can see the range of things people have said and what are some advantages for some might be disadvantages for others. Right? That's inevitable. People are going to see them and value them in different kinds of ways. And that's okay, but let's try and begin to get some of that done. So that's a big job. But fortunately, you know, as I say, we're not kind of deciding. We're not locking ourselves into any kind of sets of decisions, any kind of commitments. We're really only nearly at the end of the beginning of our whole process. So any questions before I say go to it? Okay, my work is done. It's up to you. We'll see you back here after coffee, and you've worked with this agenda. Thanks.